PNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is an encore presentation.
Generation gets passed on.
Welcome to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark. We are live here on KCNR 1460 every Wednesday at 9 a.m. If you want to jump in the chat room and make any comments or have any questions, you can do that at kcnr1460.com or feel free to give us a call at 605-4567. Also, if you have shows that you want to hear again or refer to a friend, we have all the shows archived at generationstalkradio.com. So feel free to visit that site and listen to any past shows or share them with any friends or family members. Well, my guest this morning is Mary Ann Seifert, and her business here in Shasta County is called Senior Placement Services. Good morning, Mary Ann.
Good morning.
So Mary Ann and I met years ago through business. Many of you know that I own a home care agency called Home Helpers, and one of the questions that I get asked often is when should we place our parents into a facility, assisted living, independent living? A lot of times families aren't sure if their parent should be staying at home, being moved. They're in a crisis. They're trying to figure things out. And so Mary Ann's business helps families navigate those types of decisions. And throughout the show, we're going to be talking about the different types of community living environments that are appropriate for your loved one, what each needs are, Mary Ann's kind of experience. We're going to tell some stories about past situations that we've been in with clients and what's worked for families, the pros and cons of moving your family versus keeping someone at home, some financial considerations, and also how sometimes medical conditions play into that decision. For instance, someone that has Alzheimer's, dementia, mobility issues, Parkinson's, a lot of times those factors will play into when that move should or shouldn't take place. So we'll be getting to all of that. So it's going to be a great jam-packed show. So if you have any questions, again, you can give us a call at 605-4567. Before we get going, Mary Ann, why don't you share a little bit about how you came to be doing what you're doing? What's your kind of experience with senior care?
Yes. Okay. Well, I've always had just a love for seniors. I've worked with them in some capacity probably since high school. I think because I just loved my grandparents and they were such a big role model in my life. I just have an affinity for seniors. Mm-hmm. And so I graduated with a degree in psychology and decided to move to California 21 years ago. And I got a job working in a skilled nursing facility as a social services director. So I got to use my degree. And then from there, I decided to start this placement service as a resource for families to help them through the process of finding an appropriate assisted living facility. So I've been doing this service now for over 18 years.
So, and so you got to see firsthand when you were in a skilled nursing some of those dynamics working in social services.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times when they're in a the skilled nursing, there's been some type of fall medical issue, something has landed them there, and all of a sudden families are like, oh my gosh, what are we doing now?
Exactly.
Right? They're looking for some direction at that point. So you saw that, kind of like, these people need help.
Right. And so sometimes, working as the social services director, I didn't have all the time I wanted to spend with a family to really help them navigate and figure out their best options. So I feel like doing this service, I can spend a lot of time with families to really, you know, walk them through it.
Mm-hmm. And I think it is, you know, nothing is worse than making the wrong placement and having to move somebody a second time. And when I get asked, you know, often about placement, I refer people to Mary Ann just because my, you know, expertise is home care. And I know some great assisted livings in town and I have relationships with them. But as far as understanding all the dynamics of what's going on in the scenario, I don't want to give the wrong information. And it's such a huge deal to move somebody once. And you probably have been in scenarios where they did make the wrong move the first time.
So, sometimes we never like that to happen, but sometimes, yeah.
They may call you in and be like, oh my gosh, she's here now. I mean, I know that there are families that go, oh my gosh, mom has dementia, it's time to be placed. But when they're on their own, they don't really think about where mom's dementia is going to be taking her down the line. And so the facility may meet her needs at that point, but maybe not down the road. And that's where you would come in and really help them go, like, here's where we're going to go, not just where we are now.
Yes. Yeah. And we see dementia a lot in some form of it in our clients. But, Yeah, it does matter when you when you're looking at facilities. It does matter if they specialize, especially in some form of dementia. Mm-hmm. It's going to be important when you go looking at places that you know what they specialize in, especially with dementia, because some are just more equipped to care for people that have, especially Alzheimer's, if mm-hmm. they need more, let's say, of a secured facility, a secured environment. So facilities are set up for that. So, yeah, it's important to go on the tours and check all different kinds of places out and ask the questions. And that's part of what I help people mm-hmm. do.
And the great thing about Mary Ann is she has relationships with the all the assisted livings in Reading. And how many are there now? Because there's just a ballpark, because we've got the buildings that we know about, that we see, that are, you know, Oakmont, Sierra Oaks. But then there's also homes, the residential care homes that are like on a residential street, which you wouldn't know.
Yeah, six beds.
Yeah, there's the six beds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so how many would you ballpark that there are?
Well, altogether, because some facilities are, they have multiple homes, mm-hmm. but I would say right around 45, 48 facilities. Mm-hmm. There's been some changes last year. Mm-hmm. Some facilities had to close down. And so it kind of fluctuates, but right now, almost 50.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I tell families when they, because mm-hmm. they think they just saw the one that they drive to work by, right?
Right.
And they'll say, and there's that one. And I'll go, well, you know, actually there's like 40 or plus, mm-hmm. and you don't want to go tour all of these places that don't have the right fit for your parents.
Right.
So Mary Ann will whittle that down, that list down for you.
Yeah.
And equip you with the questions to ask when you go on the tours so that they're not wasting their time, especially if they're coming from out of town trying to help this happen.
Absolutely.
That's a huge burden to the family.
I try to narrow down the search for them mm-hmm. because there are so many and there's differences amongst all of them. And so I try, after I do an interview with the senior, I try to narrow down that search based on what their care needs are. Let's say, you know, they have dementia, Alzheimer's, or some type of dementia, what their budget looks like, because assisted living and residential care facilities are all private pay. They're not covered by Medicare mm-hmm. or Medi-Cal. And then also what they're looking for in a facility. There's so many to choose from that some people want a smaller environment. Some people want the apartment style community. Mm-hmm. So there's just, I always say there's a place for everyone. And it's good if they don't have any frame of reference, it's good to look at multiple places, you know, all different floor plans, and so they can get a sense of
right.
what they might like.
And I think it's interesting that sometimes the adult children go, this is what mom needs, right?
Right,
and,
right.
And they'll say to me, mom needs to, even with home care, mom needs to get out and be more social. I'm like, oh, was mom a social person? Oh, no, mm-hmm. mom was never social. Well, so we can't, at, you know, 80-something years old, make our parent into something that they've never been.
Absolutely.
And so you probably come across that too with like, oh, she should be going down and have some more activity. She needs to do an exercise.
Right.
And so you're kind of helping them, you know, come to terms with like, let's put mom where she's going to be most successful and most comfortable.
Right.
Not necessarily what the adult kids think she needs.
Right. Look at when you go and tour the facilities, look at the facilities through the eyes of your loved one, mm-hmm. not your own eyes,
right.
but their eyes.
Right.
Because it does make a difference.
Yeah. So I'm going to interrupt us really quick, Mary Ann, because we have Lucky Jess Ronnie on the phone. Good morning, Lucky.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We sure can. I know you're on the road, but you have an event coming up. That I wanted you to.
And a quick reminder that this is a encore presentation of last week's Generations Radio. Again, this is an encore replay of last week's Generations Radio.
It's going to be at the Oaks Lodge from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. With this being our third year, we're really excited about it. We keep outgrowing our venues. The first year we were at the Vets Hall, the second year at the Red Lion, where it got pretty crowded with the attendance we had, nearly 400 people. And this year we've got the Elks Lodge, and it's going to be a much bigger venue. We're going to have about 45 different law enforcement, government, or state and local agencies that are participating with booths, distributing valuable information on a variety of different types of fraud prevention.
That's so amazing. And I know that, you know, and I've had Julie Sessions on my show before from APS, and I know that this is something we really want to protect all of our seniors from, and oftentimes prosecuting the bad guy at the end of the day doesn't give the senior back what they've lost. So educating people before on what to look for is definitely valuable information, I'm sure.
Well, and that's exactly right. But you know what? What we've been really disappointed about, and it's not a district attorney's office or our office's case, but the FTC just recently settled a major case with Western Union. And a lot of us know about these phone scams now, but over the last several years, these phone scams caused a lot of people to lose a lot of money. And Western Union...
Oops, we're losing you a little bit.
It would appear that Lucky has gone to sell
media.
Oh, there we go.
At all. And it's very unfortunate that the media hasn't covered it that extensively. The deadline for that restitution fund was in early February. My guess is because not enough people had signed up for it, the FTC extended it to May 31st. So what basically it is that someone in the last about 12 years lost money through a scam of any kind and sent money by Western Union, they could be eligible for restitution for the money that they lost. And it's $600 million available, which is a huge sum
wow.
of money.
So this is where we showed up at a client's one morning and she was putting on her shoes and said, my grandson's stuck in Alaska and needs me to wire him money for a bus ticket. We're talking about that kind of stuff.
And exactly that type of stuff. And fortunately, it sounds like you were able to put a stop to it. But
right.
much too often, it doesn't get stopped whatsoever.
Right.
Our office has heard of losses of up to $15,000 to $25,000.
Oh my gosh, that's and again, like we're dealing with a population that was, you know, your handshake meant something, and people were
trusting,
and just we're preying on this wonderful generation of people that just don't deserve that.
Well, and, you know, it's not that they're gullible or anything. It's just like you say, they have that handshake mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing why they're the biggest target, the seniors are in our community, is they have a nest egg. They've worked their whole life to save and create something for themselves and create something for their future generations. And those bad guys, those criminals, are going to target them because of that. Because
right.
they are the perfect type of victim.
So this is a great event for, like, an adult child to bring their aging parent with them to walk around and learn about what kinds of prevention techniques there are, what kinds of scams there are, what they can do to protect themselves before it happens to them.
Well, and not just that. We decided to brand this event for seniors and veterans because they're the two most targeted groups. But it's not going to be just about phone scams and internet scams. We're going to have, like I said, 45 different agencies. There's going to be the Bureau of Automotive Repair. So this could be just you or I, Sharon, who gets scammed out of a repair job,
mm-hmm.
and we don't know who to go to. We think, oh, it was a few a few hundred bucks. They scammed me out of a repair, but what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to sue somebody over a couple a couple hundred bucks. I don't have time for that.
Right.
Well, there's an agency out there to help. And before I started this job, I was clueless as to that. So really, it's for anybody who wants to be better informed about what there is out there in our community to serve.
And especially, like, I'm going to let my caregivers know. I've got 65 people. They're kind of on the front lines with a lot of the seniors that they serve. So if you're a caregiver, this would be a great to either take your client to, or to go yourself, just to educate yourself for sure.
Absolutely, I think everybody will learn something, no matter what their age is. Heck, even we're finding right now that while seniors are more targeted for these types of scams, millennials are more susceptible to fall for it. They're not as targeted, but they will more likely fall for these scams than a senior.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Again, the event is Tuesday, March 6th from 10 to 1 at the Reading Elks Lodge. And Lucky, you're going to be on Carl's show on Tuesday to talk some more about it, yes?
Yes, that's exactly
awesome.
Right. So before the morning events, I'll be working it and trying to help promote the event to remind everybody to come out to the Elks.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for calling in, and drive safely on your road today.
Thank you so
All
much.
All right.
Thank you for
Have
having me.
Have a good
me.
One.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And we're going to take a quick break here on Generations Talk Radio and be right back with more.
And you are listening to an encore presentation of the Generations Radio from February the 28th. We will continue after these messages on KCNR 1460.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites. Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park's new exhibition, Design Zone, is now open and ready for action. Now through April 6th in the museum. Explore the concepts behind video games, drum machines, skate parks, roller coasters, and more. And learn how artists, designers, musicians, and innovators design the concepts behind these technologies. Design Zone is free for members or included in park admission, only at Turtle Bay.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
And you're listening to an encore broadcast of KCNR's Generations Radio with Sharon Clark. We now resume that encore show.
Working it and trying to help promote the event and remind everybody to come.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. You can give us a call at 605-4567 or join us in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. My guest this morning is Marianne Seifert, owner of Senior Placement Services. And we were just chatting about the assessment that you do when families are thinking about moving an aging loved one. And I know both you and I, before we start service, always go and meet the family and the client. What are some ways that family can help that assessment take place? What are some of the ways they can make their loved one aware that you're coming? How do they start that dialogue, if you will? Because I know I've had family members do it completely wrong and surprise the person with me just showing up at the door kind of thing. That's not helpful for
us,
is it?
No. I always recommend that it's a hard conversation, and to expect that your loved one, your parent, may be and possibly will be upset about the conversation. But I still think it's important to plant the seed, have an open conversation about it. It's never easy, and someone, especially if your loved one doesn't want to go anywhere or is in total denial about their, you know, current situation. Mm-hmm. But it's still good to have that hard conversation because, yes, they're going to be upset, but it still needs to happen so you can work through those feelings of fear, however they're feeling. Mm-hmm. So even though they're going to get mad, I still think it's good to talk to them about, you know, options outside the home. So
right.
Assisted living. Residential care.
Yeah. And I remember like a couple situations I've been in, and just even if they're not super excited, just agree to meet with me. You know, just be open to the meeting, right? Just say, mom or dad, can you just sit down with her? Let's just hear about it. Let's just know what we have available. Yeah.
Education.
And that's how they're open to it. If they're just going to listen, just all we ask is you listen.
That's the first step. Yeah. So I always like my families to present me when I go into a home to see their loved one that I'm an educator. I'm here to just give you information. I'm not here to tell you what to do, where to go.
Or make a move. You have no power.
I've got no power. I'm here to educate. And that's solely what my whole service is about. So I always say education is power. Mm-hmm. Information is power. And it always helps settle fears if people just are in the know and they just understand what's available and what's it all about. Mm-hmm. So,
and when you're sitting there with a family, you're looking at financial situation, if their medical issues, what kinds of things are you, because you're kind of viewing a whole scenario here to help them, right?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. So when I meet with a senior, actually an elderly senior, mm-hmm. usually they're in their 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. I want to know how they're, number one, how they're feeling about everything, how they're feeling about moving. I also need to know just medically what their health condition is all about, mm-hmm. And also their budget. Mm-hmm. You know, that's very important. That's usually everyone's number one question for mm-hmm. me. But these are the things that I'm, you know, really needing to know so I could better serve that person and figure out some good, you know, possibilities for them.
And when you're looking at, let's say you have somebody and you kind of have a feel for what they're needing and you're kind of whittling down that list, mm-hmm. what are you looking at before you refer the different facilities? How much do you know about the different places that you're referring? How closely engaged are you with their licensing and all of that kind of thing?
Yeah, so I make a point to really get to know the facilities and the people who run them and the types of care, the types of residents that they care for. So mm-hmm. are they a facility or community that specializes in Alzheimer's and dementia? That's a, you know, real big one mm-hmm. for me. Do they have a hospice waiver? Can they care for people through the end of their life? Do they have a nurse on staff? So I try to get to know really specifically the details of, mm-hmm. of all the places mm-hmm. so that I can better serve the person and better match them up. Because if you have somebody that has that doesn't have actually any kind of dementia, they're mentally very alert, but their bodies are just kind of wearing out and they need a little help, you know, taking a shower or, you know, getting dressed. Those people will thrive, or they want a lot of activities too. Mm-hmm. So those people would be, I would refer to maybe a place that's a little bit larger where there's a little bit more activity. The residents are alert. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend places if you're alert that you go into a memory care community.
Right.
So that's probably my biggest thing is making sure the residents fit in with mm-hmm. the other, the client fits in with the other residents.
Right, because that's going to be totally mess with someone's psyche.
Right.
To be in
Absolutely.
The wrong. And then you're also looking at what if you have the couple's going to go, one of them has memory care. And one of them doesn't. That's another navigational thing,
couples,
isn't it?
Couples are a little tough mm-hmm. because they do typically have different needs. Mm-hmm. Somehow I figure it out and I make it work. Mm-hmm. But I would really, I'm really just very particular, especially when it comes to my couples, to mm-hmm. making sure both can thrive mm-hmm. because, you know, it's just important.
And if you can keep them from being separated,
it may
have to happen eventually, but initially getting a place that can meet the needs of both of them and keep them together.
Absolutely.
As long as possible.
As long mm-hmm. as possible. Mm-hmm. And some couples, they don't want to live under the same room.
Have you had that happen?
That. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're fine to be in their own rooms?
They're fine.
Yeah.
Definitely. But, so, you know, each person, you know, each situation's different.
Yeah. But. I mean, definitely, I always kind of joke about, you know, when we come into the scenario, we get to really see behind the curtain as far as there's 50 years of history that's happened. And I never am judgmental about it. I'm never critical
never
about it.
Judgmental.
But it's kind of like lots has happened before we get there, you know, with dynamics and kids and marriages and divorces and deaths. And we're kind of at the end of life like, OK, how can we best serve these individuals that are at this amazing age with all that's gone on before and the family members that have gone on this journey with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely is an interesting dynamic. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we want to talk about The differences, which this is what we get asked a lot, I know, between independent living, assisted living, residential care, skilled nursing, rehab centers, memory care,
long-term care facilities.
And some of these are actually the same thing, but there's different names for them. So we want to talk. And then who pays for them? Right. Is it a Medicare covered? Is it Medi-Cal covered? Is it private pay? So we're going to get into more of that right after this. And we'll be right back with more Generations Talk Radio.
And you are listening to an encore presentation of the February 28th Generations Talk Radio with Sharon Clark. Sharon will be in tomorrow along with Trish Clark for Free Fire Radio. And Generations playback will continue right after these messages on KCNR.
On Friday, March 9th at the new Sheridan Renning Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electrician's Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, six albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, The Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
At 9:33, you're listening to a replay of KCNR's Generations Radio with Sharon Clark. Sharon had a delay getting back into town, so she has asked us to play back this show from February 28th on KCNR.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. If you have any questions for us today, you can give us a call at 605-4567 or jump in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. My guest is Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Senior Placement Services. And we wanted to talk, Mary Ann, about because navigating all of these living options. So, you know, I do the home care option, but if their home care is not right for somebody, all of these different options are out there. Let's start about with independent living, which I think we have three independent livings.
Yes.
In Reading.
Correct.
So we have Shasta Estates, Hilltop Estates, and River Commons.
Right.
Which are all independent living. And one of the things that families make the mistake of doing sometimes is putting someone choosing an independent living when they really need assisted living. So tell us what is independent living cover?
Okay, so we have independent living, assisted living, and skilled nursing facilities. Mm-hmm. So with independent living, the people who live there are typically independent. They're still an active senior that wants activities. They still, can manage their own self-care, so they can dress and bathe and manage their own medications. But they just want to downsize. So they don't want a house maybe to take care of anymore, mm-hmm. a big house. They don't have to do all that cleaning, and they don't have to cook anymore. So independent living has some great services. They cook the meals, three meals a day. They clean your apartment. It's apartment-style setting. Mm-hmm. They launder linens typically. And so if you need services, though, you have to hire them through an outside agency, a home care agency, mm-hmm. if you do start to need care. But typically what seniors that move into independent living are going to be more of the active senior still. Mm-hmm. They just want to maybe downsize and simplify their life a little bit and have activities and be around seniors that are just like them. So
if they need really any hands-on care.
Yeah, the hands-on care, then if they start to, slow down a little bit and need, care with themselves, like maybe medication reminders, then that's when you have to, the facility itself, the community itself won't provide the care. You have mm-hmm. to hire that in from a separate agency.
Right.
Home care agency.
And I've had family members before not really thinking that through. Move their loved one to independent living when they need all of that service, hire us to come in and provide it. And by then they're paying even more than they probably would have paid for assisted living. So, and those are the things you're going to help them determine.
Absolutely.
When they're, because really if someone is, been diagnosed with dementia, maybe they're in early stages and they don't need everything yet. This is where you're going to come in and help them go. They may fit into independent living now, but no, you're probably going to have to move them eventually or bring care in. And you're going to help them have that kind of conversation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because that can be not cost effective at that point.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's, those are the things that people look at is how much money am I spending out for care? Can I spend the same amount and get 24-hour care and assisted living? So there's all different variables. And mm-hmm. I would never advise somebody that that has a diagnosis of some form of dementia to move into independent living unless they're truly very, very independent mm-hmm. because it is a progressive condition mm-hmm. and eventually they'll need, 24-hour care. I see it all the time.
Right. And so that's the kind of the lowest level be independent living.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so to jump to the highest level, that's skilled nursing. Mm-hmm. So then there's assisted living, but I want to talk about skilled nursing first,
okay.
which are 24-hour, medical facilities. There are nurses on staff, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, but assisted living sort of bridges the gap between independent living and skilled nursing. So while skilled nursing, those are medical facilities, assisted living, they're non-medical. So they still can provide 24-hour care. So they'll manage your medications, they'll cook your meals. They'll, help you take a shower and do all your own, self-care.
Hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Hygiene, yeah. So those places, but those are non-medical. So assisted living, they're not going to be able to have people that have IVs or feeding tubes or, bed sores. There are certain prohibited health conditions mm-hmm. that they can't do. Where then skilled nursing, they can do more of the medical. And then also it depends on finances, too, and, mm-hmm. and what's affordable.
Yeah, because independent and assisted are private pay.
Private pay, mm-hmm. exactly.
Or long-term care insurance if they have that.
Right, mm-hmm. which is, considered private pay.
Right.
The only source of financial help available is through the VA, the veterans benefit called aid in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Where you see Medi-Cal or even long-term care insurance, that'll cover skilled nursing. Mm-hmm. So, it just depends on your finances and what's, mm-hmm. going to be affordable.
And I still hear this saying, it may be time to put mom in a home. And this generation of adult children remember their grandmother. And, what do you mean by a home? If you want to put her into skilled nursing, private pay, $10,000 to $15,000 a month. What do you mean by home? Do you mean assisted living? So figuring out all these different types of environments is a lot for people that aren't familiar with it.
And for an elderly person, when you say home, that implies a nursing home.
Yeah.
And that's where old people go to die.
That's,
you know, it's very, very scary for them.
Right. So these assisted livings are amazing. A lot of them in Reading, we have, you know, amazing meals, amazing chefs, beauty shops, exercise classes, all kinds of, you know, wonderful music that comes in, quartets and all. So quit using the word home, saying that. Yeah,
absolutely.
And may I take an opportunity here to interject very quickly? We just got a phone call informing me that the KCNR studio is eligible for some kind of medical program. And I would implore people who listen to this show, never, ever conduct business on a cold call.
Oh, God, that was the call you just got.
Yeah. We're having open enrollment for specially designed for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, how do you know? But people get sucked into this. And in
as
theme
we're talking
with
that
Lucky's,
fraud. Yeah.
Yeah, with Lucky's fraud thing. Never, first of all, thank them and get their number. But there's a lot of high-pressure sales to try to get you to start divulging information because your information is valuable.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's funny that call came in during our show.
Yeah.
And so in some of those skilled nursings, there's a rehab wing,
right?
And there's the long-term care side. So many of you may have a loved one that has a fall or a medical setback that they are eligible to go to rehab for a brief stay covered by Medicare. And then there's also folks in those facilities that are either on Medi-Cal, not leaving, that's their long-term care situation, or they're privately paying to be there because they have medical needs that require them to be there.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So skilled nursing facilities are also called nursing homes, convalescent homes, long-term care facilities. So there's all different
rehab
hospitals.
Yeah.
So, but the ones we have here, we have 7 inpatient rehab centers, and out of the 7, there are 6 that also do long-term care. So they have both services. So.
And I think what I have found with clients when they do need to go to rehab in some of these places that have the long-term care site, that is scary for them because there are people there that aren't leaving. And I always try to reassure the family, remind them they're going home, you know, remind them they're leaving because it is like mentally sometimes a challenge for people because they see the people in the hallway that aren't going to get to go home and they get nervous about being there. And it's important for families
to
keep
motivation.
Them. Yeah,
it's also motivation
to
get, better and go home or go to assisted living or retirement.
So what would you say to families as far as when they're touring facilities? What are they kind of looking for, and what are they kind of looking for to that are good or bad or just to take in? I guess a little bit too, right? Information. Yeah,
yeah. So there's a lot, and what I do to help give people the tools. I actually give them a list of questions that are most commonly asked when we go on what we have to do is go on the tours and look at the different places. But I always give a list. And so, lots of questions to ask, how they do their staffing, you know, how many people do they have on staff during the day and at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Other things to ask, how their, you know, fee schedule works, how much do they charge, how do they base their rates? Also, what are the extra charges, you know, what's not included?
Mm-hmm.
Also, what can a facility do for my loved one as far as the care, and what can't they do? Mm-hmm. When would a person not be appropriate for assisted living?
Mm-hmm.
So we all, you know, we kind of go through all of that, and, you know, when you go in and you do the tours, you're going to get a feel for the place. You're going to see the other residents. I always suggest doing tours during mealtime so you can see all the residents that are out of the room. You can just, you know, can see the food.
Idea.
You can smell the food.
Food's very important.
Food's very important.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of clients I know and clients that we have worked with in assisted living, they're living for mealtimes.
Right.
And getting together and sharing that
camaraderie.
So
that's the other thing, absolutely, I would recommend during the process while you're looking at places to try to, you know, if they offer it, to have a meal there.
A lot of them will, too, invite
and a lot,
you for
and
a meal.
A lot of them, a lot of them will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
So people shouldn't, you know, be afraid to ask because it's important. Food is a huge part of their day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be important that they like it. But, and you can always utilize the Senior Advocacy Center. The Ombudsman's Office is wonderful. They have advocates that go into the assisted living places and kind of stay on top of, you know, what's going on over there.
Regulatory things and stuff like that.
And they also keep a file on each facility so you can call them to see if a facility has any deficiencies or complaints against them. So that's another way to, you know, check on a place to know you're making the right choice. So, and I always say go back multiple times, you know, when you're looking at places, don't, you know, just don't do one tour, go back again unannounced, you know,
and I
always say do an announced tour, a tour set up so you can actually make sure you meet the administrators and the owners, but then do an unannounced tour.
Kind of see behind the curtain a little bit. And, I think doing that due diligence and doing that research, and I think sometimes there are people that aren't appropriate to be moved. And in our next segment, I want to talk a little bit more about when it isn't, when you and I think it is good to stay at home. Because there are certain qualifiers, I think, certain situations that people are in, that families get into crisis, they think a move needs to happen, and we might differ on the best way to handle that. And I want to talk more about that, too, when we come back. So we'll take a quick break right here on KCNR 1460 and be back with more Generations Talk Radio right after this.
And you are listening to an encore presentation of Generations Radio from February 28th. Of course, Sharon Clark will be back live tomorrow on Free Fire Radio along with Trish Clark. And Generations will continue right after these messages.
Spring is right around the corner. If you're looking for a change or just want to freshen up, Finders Keepers is your unique upscale home consignment boutique. Whether you're looking for a classic, contemporary, or modern day style, Finders Keepers has quality, name brand, and interesting items. Specializing in home furnishings including wall art, kitchen, and home decor. Located at 2235 Hilltop Drive across from C.R. Gibbs and now open in Chico on the Skyway next to Batteries Plus. Shop online at finderskeepersreading.com.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. Want more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR 1460, you are listening to a Best of Generations Radio with Sharon Clark as we continue.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. We are here embracing aging every Wednesday at 9 a.m. live in the KCNR studios. My guest this morning has been Marianne Seifert, the owner of Senior Placement Services. It's been fun, Marianne. Gone by fast,
yeah,
huh?
That's great.
One of the things I wanted to talk about, too, and we work as colleagues together because there are times families, we're providing home care, or even they might even call my office, and they're looking to move mom. And again, I stay in my lane regarding that and give Marianne those referrals. But there are times that really the home care solution is the best solution.
Yeah.
We were kind of talking about that. And one of those scenarios is hospice.
Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody is, and a lot of times what will happen is, you know, a family member goes into the hospital says, hey, we've really done everything we can. It may be time to think about hospice care. And the family really panics and they'll call me and they'll call Marianne. And this person has, you know, 1 to 2 weeks. And to me, if they can have the support through a home care agency and a local hospice agency
in the family
and financially support it, a home is the best place at that point.
At that point, yeah. I would agree.
Yeah.
Those are tough. It's sometimes hard to know too with the family, if a move is appropriate, but I would definitely agree with you. The times I see people not be able to stay in their home when they're on hospice is if that 24-hour care, if family can't do it and they have to hire the 24-hour care, it just gets too cost prohibitive.
Right. And hospice, once they do introduce, you know, morphine and some of these other medications, they do want a 24-hour mm-hmm. caregiver. And it is pricey if you're looking for agency care. And if a family member, sometimes the family member is the spouse, is all that's there. And this aging spouse can't really be awake 24 hours doing the service,
providing the
care. And so certainly that case, but I have seen family members that have the ability and have the resources and are kind of in crisis mode. And just like, you know, all dad wanted to do was die at home. But at the same time, if we need to move him, where can he go? And I'm listening to them they're talking in circles. And I'm kind of like trying to help him, like, let's just get him home with mom. Let me help you do this, you know? And then, you know, maybe a placement for mom is appropriate after that's happened. But,
right.
You know,
it's definitely a sensitive subject for sure.
And one of the things I really respect about you is when you're out there, if you see a lot of resistance to the move, and there's resources that can afford home care, you will refer them to a home care agency.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think the main goal is to make sure a person is comfortable and safe. That's the, I think everybody's, intention is just to make sure that person is safe. And it's hard to move out of your home, especially if there is dementia. It's really a hard, hard thing for somebody with dementia to move out of their home. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as long as that person's kept safe, it gets tricky.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I
because you don't want to move people against their will because it causes them so much distress. So it's hard.
I've had family members go, well, she's so forgetful here, you know, at home. And I'm like, it may seem like she's forgetful, but she knows where the bathroom is. She knows where her coffee cup is. Think of all the things mom or dad does know in their home mm-hmm. that once you move them out, they will be lost for the rest of their lives, that they will never know where the bathroom is again. They will never know where their coffee cup is again. They will never know how to turn the TV on again. And again, there are times that the home care, the financial commitment just can't be met.
Right.
So, I mean, I certainly understand that. But if the finances are there, and, you know, we have had, and I know you have worked with some amazing families that absolutely have the attitude of, like, this is mom and dad's money, whatever is needed for them. I have the other families who I don't want to talk about who that is not their priority. But luckily, that's a very small percentage of the people that I deal with in this area. I mean, we really have some amazing adult children that go, hey, I don't care how much money is left in that bank account. And the parents are the ones more resistant to move because they're worried about what they're leaving behind.
Right, exactly.
And the kids are like, no, mom, no. You saved it for a rainy day and the rainy day is here.
Right,
you know, the best thing you can do, mom.
This is your inheritance. I want to give it to you.
Yes, and the best thing mm-hmm. that they want their parent to do is take care of you so I can live my life and not worry about you and dad. You know, I'm not worried about what I'm going to get at the end of the day. But this generation, I think a lot of the people we're caring for are outliving money where their parents, you know, passed away much younger and had money to pass on. Mm-hmm. I think we're heading into a new place where we're just going to be we're having enough money to age. And there's not going to be a lot left for our children at this point, you know, because we're living much longer. with conditions that we wouldn't have been able to live with before.
Right. So I helped a lady just recently. She was 101 years old. So really, and then she was just going into assisted living. And she's like, you are a rock star.
Yeah, yeah.
Lady.
That's awesome. Those are great.
Just really quick, getting back, though, to the hospice. Yeah. A lot of assisted living facilities and residential care facilities, they can care for people who are in hospice. So mm-hmm. if you absolutely have to leave your home and you're on hospice, the alternative could be a residential care assisted living that could, you know, take care.
Right. And you can help them line that
up. Because they provide
the
24. Yeah. Yes. And I can.
And so how do people contact you and how does your service work?
So, I have an office. If I'm in there, I'll answer the phone. But I'm usually out meeting with people. But my office, I have a phone number there, 222-2250 is my office number. And then I have a cell phone number that's 530-945-3456. So,
and you have a website,
and I have a website, mm-hmm. ReadingSeniorServices.com. And you can contact me also through the website, through email.
Mm-hmm.
People hear of me, you know, through their doctors, home care agencies, mm-hmm. Word of mouth, you know, people that I've helped before,
social services at discharge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Rehab centers. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's different ways to the senior advocacy centers.
Mm-hmm. There's no cost to them for your service.
There's no cost mm-hmm. for them to use my service. Mm-hmm. And I can, if you need my service, I can explain a little bit more about how that works. I'd rather not do that on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's my service is no cost for my families or my, mm-hmm. you know, or their loved ones.
Yes. And I love that because when people, as we said, there's upwards of 45 assisted livings in Reading. Mm-hmm. And when I'm referring families to you, I'm like, do you want to do all this legwork? Let her do it for you. You
right.
know, you're going to be spending time touring potential communities that wouldn't be the right fit.
Right.
And especially if you're out of town and you're here for a couple days. And
I can
narrow
down your search very, very quickly.
Yes. And there mm-hmm. are times, too, people are looking at placement down the road. You will help them. Maybe they get on a waiting list of a place. Maybe they mm-hmm. want a corner room with a view of the garden. You know, this right. certain scenario where mom's not ready yet, but let's get on the list.
Right.
Because there are times in Reading where there's waiting lists at places that are.
Sometimes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I help people in all different stages of this process. Mm-hmm. You know, people just how you're explaining, they're just starting to explore and they just mm-hmm. want to know what's available. And then I work with people that are in total crisis mode that mm-hmm. need to make a move right away. Mm-hmm. So I always say plan early.
Right.
Get information early if you think it's remotely going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just start the conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and that is definitely something that I've kind of beaten the drum here on the show a lot is what they call the 40-70 rule. When you turn 40 or your parent turns 70, start this dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start discussing, would you want to stay in your home? You know, would you want to get, you know, sell your home and build an in-law quarters? Would you want to move mm-hmm. Would you want to move where I live,
mm-hmm.
where I can have you in my community so I can help you with this aging process? Would you like to live in assisted living? You know, what do you and dad ever want to be separated if that time comes? Or do you want to stay together? Mm-hmm. You know, all those difficult conversations. But again, just little bits at a time, because we see the people that have hit the crisis and have no clue what they're doing. And it's a huge burden to the adult children.
Yeah.
When you get to that scenario.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like I said before, knowledge is power, mm-hmm. you know, and it'll help you with decision making down the road if you just get the information now, you know.
Right.
So it'll ease your mind. You'll feel less of an urgent situation. You'll feel less stress if you have the information beforehand.
Mm-hmm. And I think more independence for that senior. If you know that, you know, the spouse is going to need 24-hour care and the caregiving spouse says, hey, let's move together before this dementia takes over my spouse so mm-hmm. that they can settle into a place where we're both going to age together rather than waiting until that person's so far gone in dementia that it's seriously a huge move. I mean,
right.
there's a lot of legwork that can be done and a lot of information that can happen through you before and to help ease the burden.
Absolutely.
And to help ease this transition for people.
Absolutely.
So again, you can reach Mary Ann at her office at 222-2250 or Senior Services.
ReadingSeniorServices.com.
And learn more about, and she'll come to your home, or if your loved one's in recovering in rehab or something like that, she'll come to you and go over what services she offers. And
I try to make it very convenient.
Yeah, start the process with you and start narrowing down your search for you. And you'll even go on the tours with them.
Oh, yeah. And we set up tours and I go with you, make sure all the questions are answered and make sure you have all the information that you need.
Sounds great. So. Well, thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you for
that
having me.
That was great, Marianne.
Thank you.
And I want to remind all of you that if you want to listen to any of the archived shows, you can visit generationstalkradio.com. Again, you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram, Generations Talk Radio. And we are live here every Wednesday at 9 a.m. And I'm not sure who my guest is next week, but I'm still working on that, so I would announce that. But I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants probably on that. If you ever have any questions or comments for me, you can.
You have been listening to a Encore presentation, The Best of Generations Radio, from February 28th. And, of course, Sharon Clark will be back live next week in this same time. KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR.